Welcome everybody to episode number 10 of Life Lean In. And today I'm going to bring you 10, that's right, 10 things, 10 tips that every person who is single should do. Yeah, so if you're single, I remember very vividly when I was single, I went through a period of like 30 years of being single. I went on dates, I had girlfriends, all that kind of thing. And I remember very specifically that I had like my list, right? I know if you're single, you've got a list. You're like, here's the things that I know that I want to find in someone else. Or maybe I even had some ideas of like, okay, when I get married, then I will blank. Like, if I marry someone who's into health and into working out, man, I'm going to always be in shape because I have that person that's helping me be in shape. Or I remember one of the things on my list of like who I'm looking for was, man, I hate doing laundry. I've done laundry since I was like a high school kid. My mom made me do it. And oh my goodness, I have to have someone that does laundry. And honestly, here, right before I get started, this isn't even on the 10 things that you need to do, but before we get started, throw away your list, because more than likely your list is stupid, okay? So I want to start there and just say to you that there are 10 things that I really think and believe that if you dive into these, they are going to help you to be the person that someone wants to marry, and you will attract the person who will want to marry you. Are you ready? The first one, most importantly, and I'm a spiritual leader, is you need to deepen your relationship with God. This is first and foremost. This is paramount because everything we're going to talk about, it hinges on this. You need to have this. And first, when we think about relationships, when we think about the people that we want to marry, we think about that list. Do they hit the list? Do they have all the checklist items that we're looking for? And I think sometimes even in our relationship with God, we see our relationship with God as a list of if we do these things, like if they do these things, then I'll love them. We think, man, if we do these things, then God will love us. And so here's one I want to ask you first and foremost. Do you see yourself as being loved by God based on performance? Think about this for a second. God loves me because I read my Bible. Is that true? God loves me because I pay my tithe. I bring 10% to the church. God loves me because I go to church. I show up on the weekends. Maybe God loves me because I fast twice a week. God loves me because I pray. God loves me maybe because I don't smoke or because I don't swear. God loves me because I don't drink. Listen closely. There are no becauses with the love of God. Romans 5:8 says this, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, in other words, when we didn't get the performance right, Christ died for us. Why? Because he loved you. And because there was no becauses, he still did it. Now, if you take God's love for granted and just keep doing what you're doing, you're still going to have the consequences of having bad relationships. You're going to have the consequences of your behavior. If you're a smoker, you could get lung cancer. You could have issues breathing. If you continue to do what you're doing, you're still going to have the consequences of that. If you drink a ton, man, it's going to ruin some of your relationships. If you're getting drunk all the time, you're not going to be as productive. Maybe you'll even have potential liver disease. So just because, right, you have the love of God doesn't mean that you just continue doing what you're doing because you're going to keep reaping the same consequences. So first and foremost, you've got to deepen your relationship, your personal relationship with God. And you have to know that that starts with him loving you, not you loving him based off of your performance. Number two, you got to seek a whole life as a single person. You've heard this phrase before, and I think it was even in a movie, you complete me. It is a lie. It is a lie. You complete me. The idea that someone else could complete you means that you think that you are not a whole person. Listen very clearly. You are not a half a person looking for another half of a person to complete you. That is a lie. So as you are single, listen. You need to keep living your life. Your life right now is not incomplete because you don't have someone else. Your life right now is not incomplete because you don't have someone else. In fact, people are attracted to other people who are living life, not waiting for it to be lived. Number three, develop interest beyond work, home, school, and even church life. So what interests do you have? Do you have interests? Maybe do you love art? Do you love to draw? Or maybe you love to see art? Do you love to go hiking or biking? Do you love to read? Man, so many people, they love read, or maybe you love podcasts. Man, I have friends that love crime podcasts. They're a little crazy, but that's what they like. Maybe you like music or going to concerts. What are your interests? Because here's the deal. Interests make you interesting. Interests make you interesting. If you want a marriage to last 30, 40, 60 years, if you want a relationship, a relationship with a spouse, with a husband or a wife that's gonna go the distance, man, you have to move beyond just physical attraction. You gotta move beyond, oh man, you fine, girlfriend. Oh honey, man, you're ripped and jacked. Like, I just love you. You're so beautiful and gorgeous. Man, you got to move beyond just the physical. Listen, if all your relationship is physical attraction, after a year, you will be bored because you are boring. Try something new. Get out of your comfort zone. Develop interest. Man, take a new class. Try to take a master class to learn something new. Learn something new on a computer. Go to an art gallery. Start a workout plan, like develop an interest maybe that you don't even have. Try eating different foods. Think about different things. Listen, life is too precious to be wasted on waiting. Number four, exercise your body and your mind. So I think that most people think about exercise as like getting ripped, getting fit, making our body look better. It's not just that. Exercise is not just about having the perfect body, although it does help us to be more physically fit and all those types of things. But honestly, exercise is a lot more about not letting life crush you or crack you with the pressure and stress. As a single adult, even in this physical action, doing these physical exercises, whether it's going on walks or going biking, maybe doing a workout, maybe whatever it is for you, you do what's good for you, but exercise your body. Here's why this is important. If you don't exercise your body and you let the only physical vent in your life be sex or sexual, man, it's going to ruin your life. It's going to ruin your life. As a single adult, if you are a Christian, if you are a follower of Jesus, sex is reserved for marriage. You got to wait. And so if you don't exercise your body, your physical body, you will not have an outlet for the stress and stuff that comes your way, and it will crush you and crack you. The second part of that is to exercise your mind. What does that mean? Read. Man, listen to podcasts, listen to other people, keep growing, keep learning. Don't just read and listen to people who look like you and act like you and think like you and have the same opinions as you. Listening, reading from other people's perspectives leads to understanding. Man, we live in a world right now that's so polarized, that we're so divided, and it's because we don't listen. And listen, hear me clearly. Listening to other people leads to understanding, not necessarily to agreement. That's very crucial for you to understand. Listening for understanding does not necessarily mean that you're going to agree, but you can have an appreciation for other thoughts and people and where they're coming from and their experiences, and it will expand your mind. Exercise your body and your mind. Number five, avoid people who seek to control and silence your personality. Whoa. Avoid people who seek to control and silence your personality. Man, you got to be you. You are not one person, one half a person looking for another half of a person. So if you have that half a person or three quarters of a person and they come into your life and they kind of control you and try to manipulate you and change you, man, you're not going to be you. You need to be you. Why? Because Jesus made you exactly who you are to be. So you can't just let someone come into your life and control you and silence your personality. Avoid these people. Number six, you got to respect marriage. Respect marriage. Respect marriage, but listen closely. Don't worship it. Man, marriage is not your God. If you are single and you're like, man, marriage is what is the destination, then listen, it will let you down. If you know someone, and here's another thing about respecting marriage. If you know someone who is married, man, don't be all up in their business. Man, don't be all up in their stuff. If you get close to someone who is married and then you somehow become critical of their spouse or of the person they're married to, man, you got to check your motive. You got to check how close you are to that person. Because here's the deal. You will reap what you sow. You don't want someone else messing with your wife or your husband. And so respect marriage. Don't get too close. Getting too close, man, you could get so close that you could end up slowly developing an emotional affair that could lead to a physical affair. And you want to respect that person's marriage because you don't want your marriage to have that same thing happen to you. Respect, but don't worship marriage. Listen, this is so crucial. If you worship marriage now, when you get married, it will not live up to your expectation. It won't. You have this picture in your head of what you think it is and what it should be and will be. And inevitably, it will let you down. So don't worship it. Our God says he is a jealous God, and there shall be no other gods before him, including marriage and including your spouse. Number seven, live and budget within your means. Our culture doesn't understand this. We put everything on the plastic. We put everything on the card. Man, we get into debt. We go to school. We rack up all these things. Live and budget within your means. I love what Dave Ramsey says. Dave Ramsey says, we don't have a money issue. We have a behavior issue. In other words, we don't actually know how to handle the money that we do have. And so you need to learn now how to handle your money as a single adult so that you don't live and budget outside of your means. You don't want to enter into a marriage with so much debt that it's going to crush your marriage before it even starts. One of the number one causes of divorce is finances. So you need to dive into this now. Learn to live and budget within your means. It's not a money issue. It's a behavior issue. You need to know how to handle your money. Number eight, guard your heart. Guard your heart. Man, you could let your heart so far out there that if someone betrays you or hurts you, it'll happen. You'll let it out there. You'll put it out there. And then all of a sudden they betray you or they leave you before you're even committed to one another. And you've let your guard down and it will crush you. They can't complete you. They can't rescue you. Sometimes you enter into a relationship and you think, man, they can help me to get to be this person. They can rescue me from this issue. They can't do it. You need to be complete on your own with God. And so here's the deal. When you find yourself letting your heart out there and it's getting too far out there and you're putting too much pressure on this person, to make sure that they fulfill you or that they measure up, Man, you need to guard your heart and you need to pull it back in. You need to give it back to God first and always. Deepen your relationship with God first. He's the only one who can fill you in every single way. Number 9, manage your sexual appetites. Craig Groeschel, another pastor, says it this way. Why would I tempt myself tomorrow with what I can control today? In other words, you need to make a decision right now on what you are going to do in terms of physically protecting your relationship with a person who's not yet your spouse. Here's my encouragement. Make the decision right now to stay in public. There's no reason. There's zero reason that you need to be alone together. Man, you can have a great, deep conversation on a walk, at a restaurant, in a coffee shop. Man, you can develop relationships, deep relationships, by doing life together, and it doesn't have to be in private. Make a decision today. And here's how I want to say it this way. Managing your sexual appetites. You need to know your own limits. Do you know someone? Listen, I think about it this way. Do you know someone who can eat one cookie, and they gain 3 pounds? Like, all of a sudden, their face just starts swelling. I feel like I'm one of those people. Like, I could eat. Yesterday, I ate one meal that was super healthy, and I gained weight, and it was super healthy. I'm like, what is the deal? Or you could be another person. You could be a different type of person. Man, they eat an entire cheesecake, and they lose 5 pounds. You need to manage your sexual appetites. You need to know who you are. You need to know who you're dating, and you need to have a conversation and decide today to not be tempted tomorrow by something that you can control today. So you got to manage your sexual appetites. Decide now how you are going to guard yourself from sexual temptation. Listen, sex before marriage will destroy a relationship before it even gets started in ways that you don't even understand. Number 10, try not to make a decision that will complicate your life. Sure, you can have sex before marriage. And honestly, it could lead to a baby. But it sure will complicate your life if you're not committed to the person that you just had sex with and had a baby with. There are people out there who have had sex before marriage who are living with herpes or AIDS or other types of sexually transmitted diseases. They're living, but man, it sure has complicated their life. There are people who have gone through divorce. Man, they've gone through divorce and it sure has complicated their life. You quit your job. What are you going to do now? Well, you don't have a job now, and it sure has complicated your life. Wouldn't it have been easier to have gotten another job first before you quit the old one? Maybe you're 75 years old. I have a family member. You're 75 years old, and they think, man, I'm going to take in a kid from a family member because they can't handle it. Man, don't make a decision that will complicate your life. You're 75 years old. It's not your responsibility. Man, it seems like the right thing to do. But man, taking in a baby at 75 years of life or a kid, it sure did complicate your life. It seems loving, but it sure did complicate your life. Finally, I want to leave you with this. Listen closely. God broke the mold when He created you. He created you uniquely. He designed you perfectly. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are not half a person who is in need of another half of a person to complete you. You are a child of the living God. You are enough with God. In fact, today sometime while you're watching, this is the weirdest thing, but trust me, do it. Wrap your arms around yourself. Feel the life force that's even within yourself. Man, you have a life force in you that God put in you. You are single, but you are whole. There is a grace in you. There are talents in you. There are interests in you that make you interesting. You can be an asset in every room that you walk into. Friends, single friends, I thank God for you. I thank God that He made you. You are a blessing. And remember, subscribe to today's podcast. If this helped you, I hope this is helpful. This content has helped me. I know that I have put these things into my own life years and years and years ago when I was a single adult myself, and I believe I found the best woman I could ever possibly imagine being married to because I applied so many of these principles. So if you like this, man, subscribe to it, share it with a friend, text it or post it on your social media. We would love to hear from you. If you have a comment, post it in the comments, or if you have a question, man, we love to get back in touch with you. And remember, you are not perfect. You are in process. Never stop growing. Never stop learning and keep leaning in.